This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I love it tonight. Me and Christopher Tubbs, we love it tonight. It may be late. It may be approaching midnight. But the Twins not only win, but they defeat the New York Yankees tonight. That's what we get a chance to talk about. That's what we get a chance to celebrate. The phone number, the text line, as always, 651-461-9226. This is Final Pitch, a winning Final Pitch against the Yankees. Twins defeat the Yankees in New York. 4-1, which, by the way, final game and matchup between the Twins and the Yankees this year, we get the last laugh. And we get it in New York. And it comes off of a great pitching performance by Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan, right now, is my third favorite Twin. Okay? And I will give you my top three. And it's important that I mention my top three because these are players that clearly are still on the roster, but have been on the roster. Okay? My top three, Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez, and Byron Buxton. Okay? Those are players that I anticipate will hopefully finish the season strong, but also be on the squad next year. And there's no reason to believe that they're going to go anywhere in the offseason. Okay? But I mention this because Joe Ryan gets win number 12 on the season tonight. And I said the last month or so, and I stand by this still, when all the trade speculation was going on about Joe Ryan this, Joe Ryan that, I said, I don't want Joe Ryan to go anywhere. Joe Ryan's one of the last members of the Minnesota Twins that I would want to trade away. And yes, I said it. I said Royce Lewis, who I like. But if you had to say trade Royce Lewis or Joe Ryan, I said trade Royce Lewis. Because I feel like, and this is not me wanting to get rid of Royce Lewis. That's not the reason why I bring this up. I bring it up because I'm just trying to let you know that's how I feel about Joe Ryan. I feel that strongly about this guy's upside and what he is to this organization. An all-star. And I don't think that this year will be the last time that Joe Ryan will be an all-star. Now, how much of his future is going to be in Minnesota long-term, like in terms of like, will he be here the next 6 or 7 years? There will come a point where you're going to have to pay Joe Ryan big money. But that's not the conversation tonight. But Joe Ryan was awesome tonight. He was a boss tonight in the Bronx. He went 6 2/3, gave up 4 hits, 1 earned run, walked a couple of batters, struck out 7. He threw 102 pitches. He was the man tonight. Okay, and there's no other way to kind of describe this game with regards to you had some clutch hits, but it was really about Joe Ryan and what he was able to do. I don't know how you feel about Joe Ryan, Chris, but I was more than ecstatic at what he gave the Twins tonight. He, to me, in my estimation, is one of those stop-the-bleeding guys. And the important thing about tonight, not only was he a boss on the mound, he knew he had to be a boss on the mound. He knew he had to give them some length. He knew he needed to go six, at least, and went 6 2/3. That was the big thing. He knew that the bullpen was not going to be able to fill the gap if he only went four, or if he just got into the fifth and had to depart. He knew he had to last for several innings tonight.
Yeah, not only that, Henry, I thought there were a couple of key moments with Joe Ryan. Number one, bottom of the fourth after the Twins had tied the game. He struck out the side, bottom of the fourth. That was huge. And then, you know, the bottom of the seventh, you've got Joe Ryan versus Ryan McMahon. You know, left-handed hitting, power third baseman, came over from Colorado at the trade deadline. Normally a spot that Rocco will pull a pitcher. But Joe Ryan was able to talk Rocco into letting him stay in the game. And I thought that just getting every last out of Joe Ryan, it just made it so much easier for Cody Funderburk and Justin Topa.
Yeah, it just, Joe Ryan is one of those guys that he wants to be in there. And when he feels like he's close and he's got something left in the tank, he wants to empty the tank. You have to love those players.
Well, yeah, I think you have to let him empty the tank at this point.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. 651-461-9226, and that's what he did tonight. And look, there are nights, and I'm going to give this guy credit, and you know where I'm going with this, Chris. Cody Funderburk scares the hell out of me. He scares the hell out of me. He got it done. He faced one batter tonight. He got the clutch strike out there to finish off the seventh inning. But I was scared to death about Funderburk in that spot. And also, I want to give Rocco some credit tonight in that bullpen, because sometimes when the guy's going good, you just got to ride, you know, you just got to ride it out. Justin Topa came in the eighth and was phenomenal, and he was allowed to go back out there and finish the job.
Yeah, Justin Topa is one of those guys, Henry, we really haven't seen a lot of him because he's not considered an A arm for the Twins. When they had everybody, you know, that they had before with the Griffin Jacks and the Brock Stewart and Louis Varlin and the Duran, Justin Topa was a JV player. I mean, let's just be honest. And that was maybe the one piece that you've got in the Jorge Polanco trade. You need to get something out of Justin Topa so that doesn't look like an epic failure by this front office shipping Jorge Polanco off to Seattle for bit parts. But this is going to be a chance for Justin Topa to really, you know, now that he's healthy, he may have to be a guy that you know, when he's out there, he may have to go two innings at a time. And if that's his lot in life, then let's see if this is his role, because he's also a guy that's going to have to maybe figure it out for next year.
And it would have sucked to lose tonight's ball game after the rain delay. It always sucks when you lose a game after a lengthy rain delay. Like, it was a little bit less than 2 hours, but still, it was long enough to kind of have you frustrated in your feelings. When you win after a rain delay, it just feels a little bit more special to me, and you're coming home. That's the thing that I love about it.
And you beat the Yankees.
Field tomorrow night, and you beat the Yankees.
You beat the Yankees. Suck it, New York.
Ah. I can't stand the Yankees. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take our first break. Come back if you want to react. I know many of you are asleep. You're not even listening to the show right now.
Yeah, I love it. Many of you are asleep. I'm sure they're going to wake up. They're going to be like, I was asleep, and Henry Lake knew I was asleep.
But if I am putting you to sleep, and you say, you know what, I'll text into the show, I'll call into the show, just to let Lake know that I'm up and at him. Have at it. 651-461-9226. Twins defeat the Yankees 4-1, and this is Final Pitch.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. This is Final Pitch. Twins defeat the New York Yankees 4-1. Getting your reaction via the text line, via phone call. Many of you are asleep. Me and Chris are just hanging out on the radio. We're talking on this big, phenomenal signal that is WCCO radio. And we're just talking to ourselves, Chris. We're just having a conversation about the Twins beating the Yankees by ourselves.
I know. Well,
don't you love it?
I do, because the day kind of, you could say kind of started out as a stinker for Twins fans, but we beat the Yankees. At the end of the day, today is going to be known in Minnesota Twins history as a day we beat the New York Yankees.
No, it won't be known.
Nothing else today matters in Twins history.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
We beat
now
the Yankees.
Just making stuff up.
No,
we beat the Yankees, but it's not going to be known for that. It's going to be known for the day that the Polads announced that they're not selling the team.
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know where you got that.
I'm not negative like everybody else about that story. Like, I'm dead serious.
It's too late to be negative. We beat the damn Yankees, so let's just, we beat the Yankees. We can deal with the other stuff later.
And it also makes it a little bit more fun when you win against the Yankees. And we have this thing that we do each and every game, and it's called Who Cooked Tonight? So it's time to find out who cooked tonight.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about Who Cooked Tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Joe Ryan, he cooked tonight. That's who cooked tonight. Joe Ryan cooked tonight. He went 6 2/3. Gave up 4 hits, 1 earned run, walked 2 batters, struck out 7, gave up the home run. That's the only thing that he gave up on 102 pitches. He was outstanding. The all-star. The ace question mark? Because I think that it's legitimate that you could say ace question mark.
Yes.
With Pablo Lopez there too. Now, I know that Pablo's not available right now, and typically when Pablo's available, we say he's the ace. But I think there's... I think it's a legitimate conversation or good debate about who is the ace, whether it's Joe Ryan or Pablo Lopez.
Yeah.
I think you can make that case.
I think you can too. And I've been making the case all year long that I understand why Pablo, because he's got the longer track record. We consider him, to be the number one. Joe Ryan, I feel, has the highest upside out of anybody on the staff. So to me, if I had to pick between the two, I mean, you can go 1A, 1B, but I give a slight edge to Joe Ryan, and it's not recency bias. I just think I'm looking at where they're at now in the trajectory. I think that Joe Ryan right now is on the trajectory, on the rise to say, hey, he's the guy that could be the go-to on the staff.
Aaron Judge is one of the best players on the planet, but tonight he went 0-for-4. And one of those at-bats, Joe Ryan told him to go back to the dugout and sit down.
1-2 swung on a miss. He came up and out of the zone. That's a dandy pitch for strikeout number one and out number one here in the first inning.
Take that, Judge.
Sit your ass down, Aaron Judge.
You say all rise. We say sit down.
Sit down. Take a
sit
seat.
Down.
Yo, sit down.
there's going to have to, at some point, I got to go to New York and root on the Twins with my Twins jersey.
That sounds like a
fantastic idea. Or better yet, how about I put my Saints jersey on? That'd be cooler.
Now, they won't know the Saints. No, no, no. You got to wear a Twins jersey. You have to.
My Saints jersey's badass. It's badass. I've got a badass Saints jersey, and it's got my name on it. It's one of those. It's got the stitching on there. It's got the number. It's sick. Now, I'm wearing the Saints jersey. If they don't get it, like, what did Biggie Smalls say years ago? If you don't know, now you know.
That's where we're going to end that phrase.
Oh, man. So Joe Ryan, he is Who Cooked Tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. We will take our final break. We'll come back. We'll get to the highlights and some of the post-game reaction. It's a winning final pitch. Twins defeat the Yankees in the Bronx 4-1. And this is Final Pitch. All right, final segment of Final Pitch here, News Talk 830 WCCO. No phone calls, no texts. We won't worry about it. Twins defeat the Yankees, and me and Chris are excited about that. Let's get to the highlights, then we'll get to some of the post-game reaction. We've mentioned and talked about Joe Ryan. We've given him a lot of props. The bullpen tonight held it down, made sure that we walked out of or exited Yankee Stadium tonight with a victory. It started off, though, the way of the Yankees. The Yankees, they are known for hitting the long ball. And Cody Bellinger, he did that tonight in the bottom of the third. A solo shot gave the Yankees a brief 1-0 lead.
0-1 pitch yanked to right field. That's a deep fly ball. And there's the home run we talked about gone for Cody Bellinger. It was a fastball up and in, and somehow Bellinger was able to spin on it and yank that ball into the second deck and right. Bellinger's 22nd, 1-0 Yankees.
But the thing that I love is when the Twins come right back and they pick up their guy, Luke Kuechel, with a ground out in the top of the fourth, but it actually scored a run. We're all tied at one apiece.
There's the 0-1. Swung on it. It's bounced to the right side. Larnick's coming home. Chisholm will concede. Throws to first to get Kuechel, who knocks in Trevor Larnick. And the Twins have tied this game at one run apiece.
We'll take it. Top of the sixth. It was one of those situations where it looked as though we might not end up taking care of business. And what I mean by that is in the sixth, we had plenty of runners on base. Okay. We had Kuechel and Buxton, and we needed somebody to come up with a hit to get some runners across the plate to give us a lead. And it looked like for a moment there we were going to blow that opportunity, which we do a lot of times, Chris. We've been known for blowing a lot of opportunities.
What? No.
But Cody Clemens, he came through, man, in the clutch. Got to give him some props because this was really the clutch hit of the night. His RBI double. And then they had an error in the outfield, which allowed him to go to third. The Twins, at that particular point, they took the lead 3-1.
Payoff pitch, swung on and lined into the gap in right center field, and Clemens has done it. Here comes Buxton. He'll score easily. Kuechel getting the windmill from Tommy Watkins. Grisham drops the ball in right center. Clemens goes to third. Twins lead 3-1 as Cody slides in safely, and the worm is turned at Yankee Stadium.
And then for a second there, it seemed as though, like, we could potentially have a missed opportunity with getting him home, right? Because, let me rewind that for a second. Clemens came through in the clutch, and we hadn't missed opportunities. After he got that double, and then he's standing on third base, we didn't take advantage the first couple of batters to get him home. So that's my bad. But we were able to get him home because Royce Lewis came up clutch, RBI double, bringing him home. Twins now lead 4-1.
Clemens 40 feet down the line, and the pitch is lined into the left field corner. Long run for Bellinger. Bellinger slides. It drops, and it drops fair, and it rolls against the wall. Clemens scores. It's a run-scoring double for Royce Lewis in a 4-1 Twins lead. There's your pick-me-up.
That was a great pick-me-up. And then Cody Funderburk, he ended up relieving one Joe Ryan. He got the final out of the only batter that he faced this evening, and Justin Topa, he was the man for the final two innings. Topa here getting the final out of the game.
Two balls and two strikes on the way. Swung on and tapped to first. Should be the ball game. Clemens has it, takes it himself, and the Twins win in the Bronx. Three and assist to the putout, and the Minnesota Twins will spoil Aaron Judge's bobblehead day with a 4-1 victory.
And I will say this, too. I quite honestly, and Joe Ryan was awesome tonight, I thought he got squeezed on some of those calls. Like, the ump, and there was one where he was vocal and he cussed, and you could hear it loud and clear. He was really, really upset, and I agree with him. I thought the home plate umpire, man, squeezed him on a few at-bats. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there were a few calls that you could look at, and they were a little questionable. But I think the one thing with Joe in such a difference than last night is even with those calls that he got squeezed on, he was around the zone. And ultimately, that's what you want. So those younger pitchers, this is how you do it. So it sucked that Joe got squeezed, but I think that just shows how good he was tonight, considering his outing could have even been better.
Yeah, and he talked about just being laser-focused on every pitch in the postgame.
I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm staying pretty locked in pitch to pitch, so it's like I don't really know what's going on until the game's over and I like look at anything and like see anything. Like I really don't. It's just like I'm just trying to attack each pitch and stay there and do that.
And Rocco, talk to me about Joe Ryan's start tonight. What'd you think?
I mean, Joe Ryan's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and we just got a chance to watch him on a really big stage. And there's a lot of different games where he pitches where it's a version of dominating, and he's just in control. That was one of them. That was just an incredible outing for Joe. Challenging night. We're sitting here all night. Joe was pitching till late in the evening, about 11 o'clock at night. Came out throwing 97 in the first inning. He's the guy. He's doing just a fantastic job, and he showed again why he's one of the best pitchers in the league.
And Rocco, last but not least, talk about that Cody Clemens hit, because that is definitely something we needed.
Something we've been looking for this series. Top of the lineup does a nice job getting things going. Cody Clemens cleans it up and goes out there and delivers a big, big hit. It's a hit that kind of you can kind of release a long breath almost after a hit like that.
That's going to wrap it up. We defeated the Yankees in New York. It's about damn time. Hey, look, there's no off day tomorrow. Bailey Ober's on the mound. Twins and Tigers. Man, Skubal, the Cy Young Award winner for the Detroit Tigers, facing Bailey Ober tomorrow. Be at Target Field. Support the guys. We'll see you tomorrow at Target Field, and we'll talk to you tomorrow evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.